Welcome to episode 1414 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We live in an age of broken trust. Trust in institutions is eroding. Trust in relationships is fragile. Trust in leaders is fractured. Consider the landscape. People no longer trust banks after financial institutions nearly collapsed the economy through reckless and corrupt practices. People no longer trust governments after revelations of surveillance, manipulation, and broken promises. People no longer trust the media after discovering bias, sensationalism, and distortion of truth. People no longer trust corporations after learning of exploitation, deception, and environmental destruction. People no longer trust each other after experiencing betrayal in relationships and communities. Trust, once broken, is difficult to rebuild. And without trust, communities cannot function. Commerce requires trust. Relationships require trust. Society requires trust. The Eighth Commandment forbids theft. But theft is not merely taking physical objects. Theft includes taking trust. When someone deceives you, breaks their word, steals your confidence in them, they have stolen something precious. And in a world where trust is constantly being stolen through dishonesty, corruption, betrayal, exploitation, how do we rebuild? To define it, trust is the confidence that someone will keep their word, the belief someone is honest, the foundation that allows us to be vulnerable with each other. Trust is built slowly through consistent choices. A person keeps their word, again and again. Over time, you begin to trust them. You know they are reliable, you know they are honest. But trust can be destroyed quickly. One significant betrayal can shatter years of trust. One lie can undermine confidence. This is why trust is so precious. Why the theft of trust is so serious. Listen to what Solomon says in Proverbs 22, verse 1.
A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold.
A good name, reputation, the trust people have in you. This is more valuable than material wealth. In a world where trust is broken, integrity becomes a powerful witness. This is when you are honest in situations when dishonesty would be easier. When you keep your word when no one is watching. When you do the right thing, when you could get away with the wrong thing. This stands out. Integrity is countercultural in a distrustful world. Integrity is witness to a different possibility. Jesus speaks to this.
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Your integrity is a light. When you act with honesty, keep your word, refuse to steal or cheat or deceive, you are shining a light, showing that another way is possible. In a culture of corruption, a person of integrity stands out. In a world of broken promises, a person who keeps their word is remarkable. In a community of exploitation, a person who treats others fairly is a witness. One key to integrity is being faithful in small things. Jesus teaches this in Luke 16, verse 10.
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
Integrity in small things matters. If you cannot be trusted with a small responsibility, why would anyone trust you with a large one? What does this mean practically? If you say you will be somewhere at a certain time, be there. Not late. Not making excuses. On time. If you borrow something, return it. In good condition. Return it promptly. If you make a commitment, keep it. Even if circumstances change. Even if it becomes inconvenient. Keep your word. If you are given a small responsibility at work, do it well. With care. With integrity. Do not cut corners. Do not do the minimum. These small things matter. Small faithfulnesses builds trust. And when you are faithful in small things, people begin to trust you. Gradually, you are given larger responsibilities. Your reputation grows. Your word becomes valuable. That said, integrity often costs something. It costs the convenience of dishonesty. It costs the advantage that might come through cutting corners. It costs the quick gain that might come through exploitation. Jesus acknowledges this. Following him means taking up a cross. Integrity in a corrupt world means being willing to lose something. But listen to what Jesus also promises in Mark 10.
No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
What you lose through integrity, you gain in other ways. You lose the advantage of dishonesty, but you gain reputation. You lose the quick gain of theft, but you gain trust. You lose the convenience of breaking your word, but you gain the security of being known as reliable. And you gain something internal. You gain peace. You gain the ability to look yourself in the mirror. You gain the knowledge you are the kind of person you want to be. Rebuilding trust in fractured communities and institutions begins with individual integrity. Begins with people who decide, I will be honest. I will keep my word. I will be faithful in small things. These people become trustworthy. Over time, they build reputation. Others notice. Others are drawn to them. Others want to work with them, to be with them, to follow them. And gradually, trust spreads. One person of integrity influences another. One community of integrity becomes a model for others. This is slow work. Trust is built slowly, but it is the only way to rebuild what has been broken. Listen to what Paul says about leadership in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2.
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
If you have been given responsibility, if you have been given trust, prove yourself faithful. Do the work you have been given with integrity. Keep the confidences that have been shared with you. Use your position not for personal advantage, but for the common good. This is how trust is rebuilt in institutions. Through leaders who prove faithful. Through institutions that prioritize integrity over profit. Through systems designed to be honest rather than exploitative. The church, in particular, is called to be a community of integrity. The church is called to be trustworthy. But the church has often failed. It has been caught in scandals. It has protected the powerful while ignoring the vulnerable. It has used its position for personal and institutional advantage. And trust in the church has been damaged as a result. But what if the church became known for integrity? What if the church became a place where you could trust what is said? Where promises are kept? Where the vulnerable are protected? Where finances are handled honestly? Where leaders are accountable? What if the church rebuilt its reputation through consistent, faithful integrity? That would be a powerful witness. That would draw people. That would rebuild what has been broken. The 8th commandment forbids theft. Integrity refuses to steal. Not just physical objects, but trust, reputation, honesty. In a distrustful world, integrity is revolutionary. Small acts have large impact. They rebuild trust. They create communities where people can depend on each other. They create the conditions for genuine flourishing. The 8th commandment forbids theft. In a distrustful world, we must understand theft broadly. Theft is not just taking objects. It is taking trust, taking integrity. It is breaking promises and destroying reputation. And integrity is the antidote. Integrity rebuilds what theft destroys. Integrity is the slow, patient work of being trustworthy. It is the witness that another way is possible. In a world of corruption, your integrity matters. In a culture of broken promises, your faithfulness matters. In a society of exploitation, your fairness matters. These small acts of integrity are how we rebuild trust. These small faithfulnesses are how we restore communities. These small choices to do the right thing are how we become witnesses to the possibility of a different world. The 8th commandment calls us to refuse theft. It also calls us to rebuild trust through integrity. It calls us to be people of our word. It calls us to prove faithful in small things so we can be trusted with large ones. Father, help us understand the value of trust. Help us see how theft, in all its forms, destroys the foundation of community. Help us become people of integrity. Help us be light in a dark world, witnesses to the possibility of honesty and fairness. Help us rebuild fractured communities through our integrity. And help us understand that the small faithfulnesses we practice today build the trust that will sustain our communities tomorrow. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.